Today's shiur is Masechta Erech and Daf Yud Aleph. The shiur as well of all Seder Kachim is Leila Nishmas of Yaakov Tzvi Kupiatsky. We will begin 7 lines from the top of Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph Vavdi Kahanim Hayu. We learned in the Mishnah that they played the instruments when they brought the Nesachim, as we'll see in our shiur today. And there's a 3-way machloikis in our Mishnah. Exactly who are the individuals who played these instruments? Rav Meir said it was the Kohanim. Rav Yossi said it was Miyuchastiga families in Klal Yisrael. Rav Chanina Antignus, said it was Miyuchastiga families in... Rav Yossi says it was Miyuchastiga families in Klal Yisrael. Rav Chanina Antignus says they were Leviim. So ask the Gemara. Lema B'Hokimifki, what is their machlokes? The man of Avodim Hayu, the man of Rameh who holds that they do Avdei Kahanim, Kesavers of the opinion, Ikashira Bepeh. So since the Shira is fulfilled by singing, the Kli, and that they played with instruments, is only the Sule Kailu Davida, was only to make the singing with their voices sound nicer, so we could use even Avodim. Mandam Levim Hayu, whereas the Mandama holds that they were Leviim, Kesavers of the opinion, Ikashir Bekeli, and therefore, since the Shira, as we're going to learn in today's Shir, is the responsibility of the Leviim, that's why it had, the Shira was done through the Leviim. So the Mefarshim, in explaining this Machloikus of Ikashir Bekeli, what is a Nafgamina? Besides the obvious nafkamina that we're learning that they needed to have shira, and how is that mitzvah fulfilled through singing or through playing instruments, the Farshim say there are many more nafkaminas. One is the duchen was in the azara, and certainly no one may enter the azara unless there's a specific purpose. So if ikashir bepeh, only those that sang would be allowed to go to the duchen. If, on the other hand, ikashir is bekeli, those that play the instruments would be able to go to the duchen. Furthermore, if ikashir is bepeh, then the halach is that the musical instrument would have to be, then the exact nusach and the exact song would be much more restricted and would be much more legislated, where if it was ikashir bekeli, any shir bepeh probably would be acceptable. Mefarshim also asked the question, Rishayim discussed this question. We all recall the Gemara discusses this in many places, that when Ezra came up and brought Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Sheni, he had a problem. All the Leviim that he brought were kaitse behindness, that had cut off their thumbs because of the churban habayis, ech no shir Hashem, alad masnechar, and they therefore were disqualified from doing the shira, and there were no levim available who had the ability to play instruments. So the Rishonim ask, if we say that ikashir b'kaili, we could understand why Ezra was so upset. And in fact, this is the basis, as I said, the Gemara says in many places, that Ezra said that even though there are certain maestros, particularly maestrician, that belong to the Leviim, he made a knas that the Kohanim should get maestrician. But if ikashir bepeh, so the fact that these Leviim, unfortunately, were unable to play instruments shouldn't make a difference. So why was Ezra so upset? So some of Farshim suggests that even if we hold ikashir as bepeh, the shkeli, they always were makbit to have at least some levium participate in playing the instruments. And here, there were no levium available to pay the instruments. But there's another pshat that I saw, very much connected to what we discussed in our previous year. In our previous year, we discussed that there are rishonim who say that when we speak about the playing of the flute, that playing the flute is a separate rule. We quoted the Rambam that says even though typically the Shira took place on the Duchen, the playing of the flute on the days that we learned in the Mishnah, the flute, the Chalil was played, was done Lufnei HaMizbeach, the wording of the Mishnah. It could be that everybody agrees that even if we have a discussion of Ikashir Bepeh or Ikashir Bekeli, the Chalil, everybody will agree, could only be played by the Levim. And now when Ezra came, he didn't have any Levim who were able to play the Chalil. Ask the Gemara if we're going to say that the Machloikis in our Mishnah is if Ikashir Bepeh or Ikashir Bekeli. So ask the Gemara, V'tizbe Reb Yossi, Ma'ikasavar, so how will we understand Reb Yossi's opinion? Because Ikasav Ikashir Bepeh, if he holds that you could, that the Ikashir is Bepeh, and therefore anyone is qualified to play the instrument, Avadim Sagya. So why does he say that only Mishpachas Miuchasites were the ones that played the instruments? Even Avadim should be allowed to play. If, on the other hand, he holds Kasav Ikashir Bekeli, so then, why are Mishpachas Yuchasos qualified? Levim be'inan. The Shira is the job of the Levim. Answers the Gemara. La'olam kasava ikashir bepeh. He certainly agrees that ikashir is bepeh. V'hocha. So ikashir bepeh. So why did they have to have Mishpachas Yuchasos? They could have had Avdei Kohanim as well. Answers the Gemara. V'hocha, the Machlokes v'Mishnah is a different issue altogether. The fact that somebody does play those instruments, what will that bring? The man that holds that even avodim were doing it, just because somebody sees that somebody is doing this job, doesn't mean that we're going to come to believe that he is a miyuchas. Just because he's doing this playing of the instrument in the base of Mikdash doesn't lead us to believe Eimal Meduchen Loyal Yuchsav Loyal Masrus, and therefore he could play, and we have nothing to be concerned of. Mandam Levim Hayu, the Mandam holds that they were Levim, because Sover says Mal Meduchen Bein Liyuchsav Bein Lemasrus, and therefore if we're going to see somebody playing the instrument, we're going to assume that individual is a Levi, and therefore we're going to think he's a Miyuchas, we're going to be given mice, which of course we ought not to. Well, Mandam Yisrael Mayu, and the opinion of Yossi, who says that we stroll Miyuchasim, because he's of the opinion, and we see somebody playing these instruments, we're going to assume he's a Miyuchas, for Loyla Maestras. So the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara is, the concern here is, if we allow this individual to play, what can be the repercussions of such an act? Others learned the Gemara just the opposite. They needed these individuals to play. They were the best musicians. Now, they had to weigh. On one hand, these are the best musicians. On the other hand, we have to be concerned. And now the machlokes in the Gemara is, which concern is greater concern than getting this person to play, and which should we rather have the musician and not take the concern? Torah Abonim begins the Gemara, Ashir Me'akev Zekarben, Divrei Remeir. Remeir's opinion is that the Shira is absolutely essential. The Chum Maimrim, whereas the opinion of the Chum is Eidem Me'akev. It's not absolutely essential. Ask the Gemara, Mai Tama to Remeir. What is Remeir's reasoning? So kapara typically means the zrikas adam. So ma kapara makevus, just like the kapara is absolutely essential, af shir makevus. So Tosfos asks a question. As we learned and will learn, when did they do the shira? When did they, whatever shira means? They did shira when they did nisach hayayin. But the halach is that nisach hayayin could be done many days after the bringing in a carbon. We learned the Gemara Masechta Menachos, maybe Adam Karbona Hayoyim, A person could bring his carbon today, v'neschein could bring the carbon, the nisach, 10 days later. So the question is, how can we say that the shira is so essential? Rameya say that the shira is so essential. The shira is connected to the nisach, and the nisach is not that essential. So there are two trutzim, there are two ways that the Rishonim learn. Some Rishonim learn that the fact that the Nisach could take place so many days after the Karban doesn't take away from the essentiality of the Nisach. And when we do the Nisach, that's when the Shira should be done. But the way most Rishonim seem to learn the Gemara is absolutely correct. If one chose to do the Nisach many days after bringing the Karban, that Nisach, if you don't do the Shira, it won't deal with it. Why? Because the whole Nisach is done so many days after the carbon. Al Gemara is referring to the case, which is probably the most typical situation, where they did the Nisach together with the carbon. And the Gemara is teaching us that when you do the Nisach together with the carbon, you have to be careful to do the Shira at the same time as well. Rabbanan, who hold that the Shira is not Makif, what do they use that pasuk to teach us? It comes to teach us another din that Rebbe Elazar taught us. That Rebbe Elazar, Maka Parabiyoyim. Just like we know that the Avoida always has to take place during the daytime, Afshira is done biyoyim. Continues the Gemara. So we've been learning about the Shira. But ask the Gemara, Amar Yudam Shmuel, Minayin Leikashir Minatayra. How do we know that there's a din of Shira? Shinema, says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, V'sheiris B'shem Hashem Elokov. The Torah speaks about Sheiris using Hashem's name. Eizu Sheiris Shebashem. When the Torah speaks about such an Avoida, where is there an Avoida using Hashem's name? Have Oymazah Shira. Must be the Shira where we sing about Hashem, we say Pirkei Tehillim, where Hashem's name is mentioned. Ask the Gemara. Maybe that pasuk is teaching us about Nesias Kapayim. Answers the Gemara. Midiksiv, the pasuk says, L'shar soy ulevarach b'shmoy. So this mandam is saying that obviously L'shar soy ulevarach b'shmoy are two separate avoidas. There's an avoid of Sheiris and there's a varach b'shmoy. Levarach b'shmoy is Birkas Kahanim. And Sheiris must be something else. What is it? It must be Shira. Mechlal, the Birkas Kahanim, lav Sheirisi. So what's going to happen now in the Gemara is that the Gemara is going to begin a discussion. The Gemara is going to begin a discussion that there are other sources how we know that Shira. The Gemara, the man, the Amram are not satisfied with L'shar Soy, L'shvarach, B'shmoy being the source. Why? Because there's a fundamental machloikus in our Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't say so explicitly. How to learn Pshat in L'shar Soy, L'shvarach, B'shmoy. It's obvious that this man, the Omer, holds that Baruch Hashmai, the Nesias Kapayim, is not considered an Avoida. And since Levarach B'Shmai is not considered an Avoida, it can't be defining L'Sharsoi and Levarach B'Shmai must be referring to two separate Avoidas. L'Sharsoi is the Shira, Levarach B'Shmai is the Nesias Kapayim. The other man, the Omer, that don't want to use this limit, obviously, how do they understand the pasuk of L'Sharsoi and Levarach B'Shmai? They understand the pasuk that L'shar Soy L'varach B'shmoy actually are two, are one and the same. L'varach B'shmoy is a L'shar Soy and L'varach B'shmoy means that Nesias Kapayim is an avoida. And what would be a nafkamina? There are a number of nafkaminas la'alocha. One nafkamina is that we learn together in Masechta Zvachim. That when somebody does the avoida, when a kohen does the avoida, he has to be standing barefoot on the floor of the azara, on the ritzpah. So now the question is, if a kohen is doing the Nesias Kapayim, does he have to be standing barefoot on the floor of the azara? If we say that Levarach B'Shmai and L'Shar Soy are one and the same, and Levarach B'Shmai is a form of avoida, then the kohen would have to be standing barefoot on the ritzpah. If we're saying, as the Gemara now said that Levarach B'Shmai and L'Shar Soy are two separate things, and the Kohen is not necessarily considered an Avoida, then the Halacha would be that he doesn't have to be standing barefoot on the floor. Another Nafkamina is that we know that before a Kohen did the Avoida, he had to be Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Mekir and the Kanoi. So if Nesias Kapayim is an Avoida, so then he would have to do so before he did Nesias Kapayim as well. If, on the other hand, it's not an Avoida, then perhaps he doesn't have to be Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim from the Kir and the Kanoi. Ramas Na'ama Mahocha. Tachas Ashloi Vadatas Hashem L'Kecho B'Simcho B'Tov Levov. Ezo Havoida Shebesimcho B'Tov Levov. What is an avoided that starts with Simcha and Tov Levav? Heve Oymer Zashira. It's talking about the Shira, and from here we see that the avoided has to be done by Simcha. And Simcha is through Shira. Veimer Divrei Torah. Maybe it means Divrei Torah. Diksiv, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chelev. So maybe the Torah here is referring to learning. Answers the Gemara. Mesam Chelev Ikri, Toiv Lo Ikri. Torah is called Mesam Chelev, but it's not called Toiv. As Tosfos, how can we say that Torah is not called Toiv? The pasuk says Kilekach Toiv Nasati Lachem, or another pasuk Tosfos quotes Toivli Tiras Picha Me'alfei Zov Kesef. So we see that Torah is called Toiv. So Tosfos answers that it's not called Toiv Levov. It's called Toiv, but it's a different category of Toiv. And I saw a beautiful explanation. What does Tosfos mean? There are two concepts of Simcha. There's one concept of Simcha, that one is supposed to do the Avoida b'Simcha. That this Avoida should be done in a state of Simcha. And then there's another pshat, that certain things that you do bring you to Simcha. Says, say to Mepharshim, what Tosfos means to say is, there is no mitzvah to learn Torah when you're b'Simcha. The mitzvah is, that what happens is that if somebody, Baruch Hashem, learns Torah, what will happen is that that will lead him to Simcha. But it doesn't mean that you have to learn B'Simcha. Whereas here we're speaking about doing the actual avoid the B'Simcha. Shira is Simcha. Ask the Gemara, maybe what the Pasuk here is referring to Bikurim, the Ksiv, B'Simach B'Chal HaToiv, answers the Gemara, Toiv Ikri, Bikurim is considered Toiv, but Toiv Leiv of Lei Ikri. So before we go further, the Shagas Aryeh says this Gemara is actually the basis for an opinion that we quoted in our previous year. In our previous year, when we discussed the halachas of Halel, we quoted a machlokes rishonim, what is the chi of Halel? And the Rambam says the Halel is a chi of midivrei soifrim. The Ravid learns the Halel is a chi of mitakonis neviim. And the Ramban learns that Halel is a chiv deraisa. And the Ramban says, how do I know that Halel is a chiv deraisa? From this pasuk. Because the Torah says that there's a chiv to do avoid the besimcha. So as the Shagas Aryeh explains what the Ramban says, is that song brings you to simcha. And since you're supposed to be besimcha, how do you reach simcha? Through song. And therefore, Halel is a chiv deraisa on Yontif, because that brings you to Simcha. Says the Shagas Aryeh, the other Rishonim who disagree with the Ramban, obviously disagree and they say just the opposite. When a person is, it's not that songs brings you to Simcha. They learn just the opposite. When somebody's b'Simcha, he's going to sing. But not that song necessarily brings you to b'Simcha. And as the Shagas Aryeh goes to say, this Machloikas Rishonim is very relevant. Because what will be the halacha on Yontif if somebody forgot to say Halel? According to Ramban, it's a Safek Daraisa. And he would have to repeat the Halel. According to the other Rishonim, it's not more than a Safek Rabbanan, and we won't have to repeat the Halel. Continues the Gemara. Omar Masna, Menayin Lebikurim, Shetun Shira. But how do we know that when they brought the Bikurim, as the Mishnayis and Masecht Bikurim teach us, it was brought with a whole procession of Simcha and singing? Answers the Gemara, ask your Toiv, Toiv Mehocha. Ask the Gemara, Eini, how can we say that there's a Chiv of Simcha when bringing the Bikurim? V'am Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Yom Rabbi Yonasin, Me'ayin sh'ayin oim Mishira el Alayayin. How do we know that Shira has to be said el Alayayin? Shenemar, the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Shoiftim. The Pasuk is giving us a parable that all of the trees of the forest approached the vine, and said to it, you should be king over us. And the vine said, I can't be king, because Tamilam Agefen, if I'm going to be king, I won't be able to produce my fruit. Hachadalti is Tereshi, and then I won't be able to produce grapes that produce wine. Hamasameach alakim anoshim. And the question is, im anoshim asameach, we know that when somebody drinks wine, he's besimcha. Alakim b'masameach. How does it make people happy? Bikan, shem, ar mashir el el yayin. So where's the yayin by the kurim? Answers the Gemara. Bishkach's look at the Tanya of Yossi. Priyat the mevi, you could bring the fruits of the bikurim. Viat the mevi mashkim. But all the zayiminim from which the bikurim are brought, if they were turned into juice, that isn't being mekayim mitzvah bikurim. However, hevi and nov medarkim, if you turn the grapes into wine, minayin that you have fulfilled the mitzvah bikurim, tamalay metavi. So we see that bikurim are brought from wine, and wine is connected to simcha. Machloikus Rishayim, what does it mean that you can bring wine for Bikurim? Some Rishayim learn that what the Gemara is teaching us is that if you took the grapes from the Shevus Aminim that are your Bikurim and you squeeze them and turn them into wine and you bring the wine, your Mitkai Mitzvah Bikurim. Rashi seems to learn that you have to start off with grapes. But if you brought those grapes to the Azara and in the Azara you squeeze them into wine, that you Mekayim the Mitzvah. And then I saw a third opinion in the Rishayim. It makes a difference. There are grapes that are planted with the intent to turn them into wine. And there are grapes that are planted with the intention just to eat them. Grapes that were planted to turn into wine, if you squeeze those grapes into wine, you Mekayim Mitzvah Bikurim. So here the Gemara says, Ein Omrim Shira El El Yayin. And that's why we discussed earlier in our Shir, the Din of Shira on a carbon, when was it done? By the Nisach HaYayin. So Mefarshim asks, we just discussed in our previous shir that when they shechted the carbon Pesach, they used to say the Shira. They used to say Hallel. But there was no wine, there's no Nisach HaYayin with the carbon Pesach. So why is there Hallel if we say that the Shira of a carbon is by the Nisach HaYayin? So this is along the lines that we discussed in our previous year. It's obvious that the halal that was said by Karban Pesach is a different halal than all the other halals. All the other halals, the halach is that the carbon requires shira. And the halach is that a carbon requires shira. And when in the avoid of the carbon do you say the shira? When you do nisachayayin. Here is a different halach altogether. The shira of carbon Pesach is not a shira of a carbon mandating shira. It's the opposite. The mitzvah of carbon Pesach, and as we discussed also in the previous shir, the feeling of rejoicement that a person feels that when we sing for the gvalda ganes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that he took us out of Mitzrayim, requires us to say shira. And when is that shira? When did Chazal say that shira should be sung? When we bring the carbon. So it's not the carbon bringing the shira, it's the shira on the carbon, and that's why there it doesn't have to be when the time of Nisach HaYayin, there is no Nisach HaYayin. So I saw a beautiful pshat from obviously a person that we could expect the pshat to come from. For the Majid Tzareba, in a sefer, who was the big Baal Menagin, in his sefer Imrei Shol, he says as follows. He says the pasuk that we say every day, Oz Yosha Moshe of Yisrael. So Rashi says, what is Oz Yosha? What does the word Oz mean? Oz Ola Beliboy. They had the decision. They came to the recognition Loi Mashira. So he says, everything that we do, we make a decision, and after we make a decision, that's when we carry out that decision. So why over here does the Torah emphasize us, all of the Levi, it came through his heart, made the decision to say Shira, and they sang. They made a decision to say Shira, and they sang. So he says, the Medrash is teaching us what Shira is all about. He says what Shira means, that a person comes to a state of Simcha, a person comes to a state of recognition, that it can no longer contain that simcha inside, and it just bursts out. He's so full of simcha He's so full of thanksgiving to Hashem that it comes out of his heart and just comes out that he has to rejoice and sing to Hashem. And that's why, that's what happened by the Yam Suf. Klal Yisrael came to such a tremendous simcha, they couldn't contain it within themselves anymore, and they just sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what represents, where is that represented more than by drinking wine? What happens when one drinks wine? Wine breaks down all the barriers. Normally a person doesn't say everything. Nichnas Yayin, Yotzosoid. It breaks down the barrier between what's inside and what we say outside. Einayim Mshir El Alayayin. And perhaps it takes it a step further. We know that wine plays a pivotal role in many of the mitzvahs. Kiddush has to be said on Yayin. By a bris, we make the bracha ala Yayin on wine. So the question is, fine, our Gemara is teaching us wine, simcha. But we know by a bris milah, we take a drop of the wine that the bracha is being made on, and we put it into the child's mouth. And the question is, yes, we've learned, there's a chiyuv chinuch on a child. But an 8-day-old child, we can't say we could stop being mechanachim. He doesn't have that intelligence yet. So why are we putting wine in his mouth? What we're trying to give this child is a bracha. That he should have a life of joy. That his entire life should be a life where the joy spills over. Which was represented, as we just said, with wine. That is the bracha that we give the child by the bris milah. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara is teaching us a tremendous lesson. Ein simcha el alayayin. People would think that to be besimcha, you have to have a lot of assets. That's when you're besimcha. Says the Gemara, ain't simcha el alayayin. All you have is just a cup of wine. And that's enough for a Jew to be besimcha. He doesn't need to have more to be besimcha. Another pshat that I saw, interesting pshat, from the Menches Yitzchak. He says that the Gemara says that Adam Arishin met Kayin. And he asks Kayin, Manasem Dimcha. What happened after you did the Aveira that you killed your brother? So Kayin responded, Asisi Tshuva V'nispasharti. I did Tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel. Miyad, says the Gemara Omar, Adam Arishin said, Mizmor Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos. So what's the connection here? Because he did Tshuva, Adam Arishin saying, Mizmor Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos. So he explains as follows. Adam Arishin did an Aveira. And he knew that after a person does, he didn't know what happens after a person does an Aveira. Is there any going back? And if there's no going back, the wine that he touches, we know that the wine of a person who is a Rasha becomes non-kosher. And therefore he thought he will never be able to say Shira. Because our Gemara says, Ein Omrim Shira Ela El Hayayin. And he can't touch wine anymore. So what did Kayin tell him? Asisi tshuva v'nisbasharti. Through tshuva, you could come back. If you could come back, said Adam Arishin, so now I could say shira l'yayin. Yad omar mizmor shir l'yayim hashabbos. Continues the Gemara. Chizki yam v'hocha. Chizki says, from here we know the din of shira. Uvenan yasar ha'alavim yosher b'masa ki meivin hu. Al tikri yosher el yosher, sing. Belvati omer b'yochim mehocha. Lavad avoidus avoida. Eza avoida shitzricha avoida. Where is there an avoida that requires another avoida? Havoim is a shira. Because as we're learning, you don't say shira unless the carbon was brought first. So we see that the shira, this must be referring to shira. Nechman, ritzkam mehocha. The pasuk says, su zimru snu sof. Kinar noim and novel. The pasuk tells us to play instruments and sing. Nachman Yitzchak Macha, Yisu Kailim, Yeroinu Begoyin Hashem, Tzolumayim. They should sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praises. Continues the Gemara, V'tana Maisel Mahacha. The pasuk says, L'vnei Kohos Loinoson, when the Torah describes all of the avoiders to the different families of Levi, says the pasuk, L'vnei Kohos Loinoson, ki avoiders HaKadosh Aleihem, bekoseif Yisoh. Says the Gemara, they had the job of carrying the Kli HaMishkan. asked Gemara, the Mashmashinam Bekosif, if the Pasuk says Bekosif, any day she is so, obviously they're carrying. What do you carry on the shoulder? Ma tamal yisou, what does the Pasuk have to add to what you sow? And yisu elishin shira. Yisu means shira. Keno Aimer, and where do we see that the word yisu is connected to shira? Su zimros nusof. Vayma, yisu kalam yiranu. So I saw a beautiful vart from Gedal Yishor. Gedal Yishor says, the kosef means that they carry it on the shoulder. What do they carry on the shoulder? They carry it on the shoulder, the Torah. They carry it on the shoulder, the Aron, with the Luchas. So he says, one would think that learning is to be viewed as a burden. The kosef. It's a burden, carrying the Aron, the Luchas, spending your day trying to understand a piece of Gemara. Says the pasuk, the kosef. Carrying and learning Torah is not a burden. You sow. It's a shira. It's the greatest joy that one should have the opportunity to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And the Farshim connect this. The Kotzker used to say that from all of the Mesholim of the Dovna Magid, this one is the best one. He says, the Pasuk says, Ki lo oisi karasa Yaakov ki yagati Yisrael. Dovna Magid said, Pshat in the Pasuk is as follows. So there was once a person that came from, there were two people that came from on a train from another city. And one was carrying heavy luggage, and the other one was in the diamond business. Now diamonds don't weigh that much. So he had a small suitcase. And he asked the porter to please carry his suitcase to his hotel where he was staying. The porter got mixed up and instead of taking the light suitcase with the diamond, carried the heavy suitcase. So he comes and the person who asked to carry the suitcase gave him a small amount of money. So he says, you give me such a hard suitcase to schlep and this is all you came? So he says, you didn't carry my suitcase. He says, how do you know I didn't carry your suitcase? He says, because I know that my suitcase is light. And if it's light, then if you're saying that what you carried was heavy, it was obviously not my suitcase. That's pshat. You know when you know that you're not on the right track? Kiyogati Yisrael. If you find Avodas Hashem Kiyogata, that it's tiring, that's not Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem, the Kosef, even if you're carrying it on the shoulder, is B'Yisrael. It should cause you to sing, not cause you to be a burden. Rishon Mahacha, the pasuk says, Moshe Yedaber, Velakim Yonana Bekol. Aliska called Moshe was a Levi. Rav Ashi Amar Mahacha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he as a Levi will have the responsibility to do an avoider with the call. Rav Ashi Amar Mahacha, V'ika Echla Mechatzrim Ula Shmoirim Lashmiya Koil. So they sang and they played instrument. Rav Nayasan Amar Mahacha, the pasuk speaks about the Levim and the Kahanim. Ma atem ba'avoydes mizbeach. Just like you may not do the avoydes mizbeach, af heim ba'avoydes mizbeach. So too the Levim have avoydes mizbeach. Tanya nami hachi, and indeed so says the Braisa. The pasuk says, "V'lo yimusu gam heim gam atem, atem b'shulchem. You the Kahanim have your avoyda, v'heim b'shulchem, and the Levim have their." Avoida. The Misa. Hey, Mishalchem, and if the Levim do your Avoida, if the Levim attempt to do the Avoida of a Koyin, the Misa, the Zachiv Misa. Hey, Mishalchem, but if a Koyin does the Avoida of a Levi, ain't a Misa. Elabas Hora, the Zachiv Lav, a Chiv Malkus. However, Amar Paya, Naktinon, Mishoyer Shashir, that if there's one Levi who's supposed to be in the singing position, and there's another Levi who's in the position of taking care of the gates, B'shoir Shishir B'shol Chaveroi B'misa, T'zachi Misa, Shenemar, V'choynu L'fnei Mishka, K'edmu L'fnei Oil Moed, V'zor Akar V'yomis. My Zor, what does the pasuk mean by Zor? Ilay Mizor Mamish, that it's referring to a Zor, Haksiv Chadazimna, the pasuk already tells us that Yisrael may not come to do the Avoida. Alav, Sordois Avoida. One Levi who attempts to do the Avoida of a different Levi is Chai Misa. Ask the Gemara, Meisve, it says in a Braisa, Meshar Rishashir, or Meshar Rishashir, Ener Misa El Bezara. So how can you say there's a Chiyah Misa for Levi taking a different job? Here we see there's a Lav, only a Lav. Answers the Gemara, actually Tanoihi. It's a Machloikus Tanum. The Tanya, Mas Rabbi Shua Bechananya, Shaharlach Lesayaya Begofus Dalsus Eitzer B'yachim Agadai. He went to help, he was a Meshairer, he was from the singers, and he went to help Rabbi Yochanan ben Gaida in taking care of the gates. Amalai, so he told him, B'ni, chazor lachrecha, don't come close. Sha'atam in a Meshairim, you're from the family of singers. V'loim in a Meshairim, not from the gatekeepers. Says the Ramai Labba Hakimavki, the mass sover. One man dam is obviously of the opinion as Misihi, that if a Levi does the avoided that he's not supposed to do, there's a chiv misa. And therefore, since one could come here to a chiv misa, gosbar rabbanon, or masover, the other man that holds as harihi, it's only a chiv lav, and since it's only a chiv lav, v'loi gosbar. So that isn't a compelling proof. Because it could be the kula alma as harihi. One Levi doing the avoid of another Levi is only a chiv as horo. Masover, messiah, gosbar rabbanon. One man that holds that Chazal was so concerned, even if it's a lav, that they said that you should not even help. So our Gemara clearly has quoted an opinion that one Levi doing the avoida of another Levi, as horror, there's a chiyuv lav for sure, and the Gemara has even suggested that there may be a chiyuv misa. Miches Chinuch says a very bechiddush. He says, this discussion of one Levi doing the avoid of another Levi is only between Leviim. But if Yisrael does the avoid of a Levi, there certainly isn't a chiv. Not that he should do that avoida, but there isn't a chiv. Very bechiddush to Mechas Chinuch. But then there's a question. Our Gemara has said, on top of the Amid, Velakim Yanenu Bekol, that Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Mishayrim. The whole din of Mishayrim were learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Mefarshim, the Achronim ask that there's another pasuk that says the Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Shomrim, from those that were in the Levim that watched the Beis HaMikdash. And if our Gemara is teaching us that a Levi has his specific job and he can't do another job, so how could Moshe Rabbeinu had the job of both being a Meshayer and a Shomer? So there are a number of tarots given to this question. One tarot given to this question is that Moshe Rabbeinu was really not a Meshayer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that your family, the family of Leviim, will have the responsibility of being Meshayerim, but not that you yourself will be a Meshayer. It's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that Shayerim are at night. Meshayerim are by day. When is there a halacha that you can't have two jobs? You can't have two jobs only if they're taking place at the same time. But if they're not taking place at the same time, one job is by day, one job is by night, that's not an issue, and Levi could do two jobs. Which really speaks to the heart of the matter. Because the Achraidim try to understand, why is it that one Levi cannot do the job of another Levi? Is it because we want you to concentrate on your job? Or is it a didiminui? If you were memona, if you were appointed to one job, that you can't have another job. And that fundamental question in the understanding of our Gemara, that fundamental understanding is the answer to this question. According to the Manda Omer, that it's a din in concentration, so there's no problem being a Meshayer and being a Shomer. Because by day you're a Meshayer, and by night you're a Shomer. If it's a question of minui, then you can't do both. On the other hand, the Ragged Shavuot says a very big chiddush. If the entire problem here is that if you have to be appointed to your position, and if you're appointed to the position, only the job that you're appointed to may you do, so why would be the halacha if a Levi is appointed? Not that he took on his own, but he was appointed to two positions. So if the vart is concentration, it doesn't make a difference if you were appointed or not appointed. You can't concentrate in two positions at the same time. But if the issue here is appointment, then you could do both, as long as you were appointed to both. And therefore, the Ragged Shavuot says, in answer to this question, that Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed to both positions. And as long as you're appointed to both positions, then you can do both jobs. Ask the Gemara. By Rabbi Ravin, Olas Nidvasi Betunashira. I ain't a Tunashira. We know, the Gemara says in many places, that if somebody designates money for Kamen Chatas or Kamen Ashram, and he doesn't use all of that money, it's put into Pushkas, and from those Pushkas, they brought Oilus Ketzimus Beyach. When there were no other Kabbalists being brought, they were brought. Those are known as Oilus Nidavas Tzibur. And the question is, when that carbon oil is brought, did they sing Shira or not? What is the basis of the question, says the Gemara? Oilus Seichem Amrachmana. The Torah, when it speaks about Shira, says Oilus Seichem. And therefore the halacha is, Achas Oilus Choyva, Vachas Oilus Nadova requires Shira. Oidilma Oilus Seichem to call Yisrael Kamar, Rachmana. Only an oil that's brought from funds that all of Klal Yisrael contributed towards. The money that's left over from Karmen Chattis or Karmen Ashram that I brought wasn't contributed by all of Klal Yisrael. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, that when Chizkiyah re-inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, V'yoyim HaChizkiyah Lahalos Oila, V'beis HaChela Oila, Hochel Shir Hashem, V'chatzoytris Ayidei Kli David, Melk Yisrael. So clearly, when he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, they had Shira. Ask the Gemara, Hai Shira, my avidity. What? Why were they singing Shira? Ilam Dailus Chayva, that they were bringing Oilus Chayva on that day. Lam Leim Luchi. The Pasuk says, Chizkiya consulted if they should have Shira. Obviously, when you bring a Oilus Chayva, you have to have Shira. Elav, the Oilus Nadova. And from here we see that when you bring an Oilus Nadova, you have to bring Shira. It says the Gemara, Amr of Yosef Loi. What happened on that day was Oilus Rish Chodesh Ava. The Kamabele, as we just finished learning earlier in our parak, Mi Huk for Rish Chodesh was man of the Likrif, was today Rish Chodesh, and therefore the oil of Rish Chodesh, the Karban Mutzav, is brought, and therefore Shira should be sung, Aloy. Ask the Gemara, Amle Abayo, or Mi Matzit Amrit Hachi, can we then say that that was Chizkiyah's question? V'ksiv, the Pasuk says, B'yoyim Shish Osul Chodesh Arishin. That this event took place on the 16th day of Nisan. V'yoyim Chizkiyah, Lahalos Oila, so how can we say it was a question of today's Rish Chodesh or not? It's the 16th day of the month. El Amar Rabbi B'Reid Rav Yeba, Keves Habam Oibu Kabayli. The 16th day of Nisan is the second day of Pesach. On the second day of Pesach, they bring the Karban Oimer, as we discussed earlier. And the Karban Oimer, they brought along with it a Keves. And the question that Chizkiyah had was, Mi Kavar Rish Chodesh Bizmanoi, when was Rish Chodesh the liquor of Eloi? Because based on knowing when Rish Chodesh was, we'll know if today is indeed the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, when they do the Karban Omer. Ask the Gemara if that was his question. Maskulah of Avya, Lechzi Pesach, Chavid, Meitzach, Echel. Why is he talking about the 16th? He should have the same question the day before. Is it the first day of Pesach, and the Karban Pesach should be brought, and matzah should be eaten, or not? El Amar Avashi. What Chizkiyah meant there was a certain thing, different thing altogether. Midah to have a shlich the tzibur, the mimlach. It was when a shlich tzibur goes to the omid, he shouldn't go unless he gets permission. It says the marhash das lahachi, a few time oilus chayva. Midah have a shlich tzibur the mimlach. It was an oilus chayva, but he, and even though it's obvious that oilus chayva requires shira, he didn't want to do anything without permission. So ask the Mefarshim, the Paiskim, La'aloch L'maisa. It says in Shulchan Aruch that one should not go to the Amid, one should not be about Tefillah, unless he's asked. Not only should he's supposed to be asked, he's supposed to refuse. But the Aloch is a Shriach Tzibur Kavua, is allowed to go, even if he's not asked. So how, Chizkiyah was the Melech. It was certainly a situation of a Shriach Tzibur Kavua. So why did he need to ask? So I saw two answers. One answer is that even a shliach tzibur kavua, the first time he goes to the Amid, he's not supposed to go without permission. Another pshat is that even if a shliach tzibur kavua, that means when the tzibur makes up, it's the time to do something, then you could go without. If they said that shachris is at 8:30, so when 8:30 comes, you could go up, but you can't make up the zman on your own. He wanted to know if the zman had come. Toshma, Rav Yosef Ben Magalgun Schus LeYom Zakai. A day that's good is good things happen, and a bad day, bad things happen. Omer. Shicharv Bais Rishonah, the Churban Bais Rishon, Oysi Yom Tisha B'Av Haya. It was Tisha B'Av, Umatzi Shabbos Haya. It happened on Umatzi Shabbos. Umatzi Shvius Haya was the year after Shemitah. We'll discuss this at length in tomorrow's year. Umishmata Shel Yayarav Haya. It was the week that Yor Yorub, we know the Kahanim were divided into 24 Mishmairis. For your Kahanim Levim Oindim Duchanam, they were standing on their platform, Vayimrim Shira. Omash Shira Omru, what pasuk they say? For Yashim Aleim Es Oinam, Oberosam Yatzmisam, for Lo Spiku Loim Yatzmisam Hashem Alekainu, they weren't able to finish that perek, at Shabbat Oivim Kavshim, until the enemies destroy them. They came Bishnia, and so too happened by the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. Ask the Gemara, Hai Shira Ma'evedite, why were they saying Shira? Ilaim the Oilus Chava, if they were saying Shira because they were bringing Oilus Chava, Mihavoi, did they anymore have animals to bring the Oilus Chava? Then we learn that Yud Zayin B'Tamuz already Batal HaTamid. El Alav, Oilus Nadava. So it must be they were bringing an Oilus Nadava, and you say Shira even by Oilus Nadava. Says the Gemara of Tisbara, Maishna Oilus Chava Deloi Havoi. How can we say, asked the Gemara, that they were no longer able to bring the Oilus Chava, or Maishna Oilus Nadava Havoi, they were able to bring the Oilus Nadava? Says the, if they had no animals for the Oilus Chava, they obviously didn't have any animals for the Oilus Nadava also. Answer a holokash. That isn't a compelling question. Ben Bakkar Akroi Ba'almud Misramlu. They didn't have a steady supply of animals for Oilus Chayva, but they did find one animal, and they brought it for Oilus Nadava. Amarava, Retamer of Ashi, Vetisbar Shtira de Yoima. We said this happened on a Sunday. What is the Shir of Sunday? Hashem Ha'aretz Malaya. The Pasuk of Yosef Aleim is Oinam, Bashir, the Abba B'Shabbos Hava. It's a Wednesday Shir Hayoim. Eila, Eila ba'amad naflu b'payim. It just happened that they sang this. And therefore we can't bring a raya from that whole story. It's obviously something out of the ordinary. Ask the Gemara, v'ayim d'mal duchna k'tani. How can you say it happened out of the ordinary? It says that they were standing by the duchen. Answered the Gemara, k'resh lakish, d'amar ayim shloy ala karban. Resh lakish's opinion is that you could say Shira if you want, even without a karban. Ihachi, says the Gemara, if Resh Lakish is teaching us that if somebody chooses to say Shira whenever he wants, he may, so we go back to the beginning of our sugya here. The Gemara is asking a question. If you could say Shira by Elus Nadava, if Resh Lakish teaches us that you could say whatever you want, so certainly Ihachi by Elus Nadava, Namileva, says the Gemara, Nafik Menechorba. No. Resh Lakish is, the Gemara is concerned that if somebody is going to say Shira, even by Oilus Nadava, they're going to think that the entire Shira is voluntary. And even by the Oilus Chayva, he won't say it. My Havala, Toshma, the Taner Amori Bered of Kahana, the Pasuk says, Al Oilus Sechem, Val Zivche Shalmeichem. Ma Oilus Kotche Kotchem, Af Shlomim. What type of Shlomim? Shalmeit Sibar, which are Kotche Kotchem. Ma Shlomim Kavul Azman, when a Shalmeit Sibar brought on Shavuos, Af oila kvula zman. Only such an oila is mechuyev in Shira, and the other oila is not mechuyev in Shira.